This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, March 17th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump released his budget proposal yesterday, and the highlights include massive cuts for the Department of Health and Human Services, Department of State, Departments of Education, Labor, Agriculture, Transportation, Energy, and the Interior. The EPA will get a 31% decrease, and that includes the elimination of 3,000 positions. Trump is proposing eliminating funding for the National Endowment for the Arts, PBS, and National Public Radio. The budget includes a 10% increase for the Department of Defense and increases for Homeland Security and Veterans Affairs. Despite the deep cuts proposed, conservative news commentators are skeptical much of it will survive through the congressional wheelings and dealings. Patricia Harrison, president and CEO of the federally funded Corporation for Public Broadcasting, said the cuts would, quote, devastate and ultimately destroy public media's role in early childhood education and public safety, unquote. The White House is also asking for $1.5 billion from Congress right away to commence construction of the Mexican border wall. The Republican-sponsored bill modifying Obamacare barely passed the House Budget Committee by a vote of 19-17. Proponents of the bill are hoping it will get to the entire House of Representatives in the next 7 days. A 68-year-old pastor of Victory Outreach Church in Monterey, California, was stabbed to death while visiting with a parishioner. Herbert Valero was praying with the man in front of the pastor's house when he was stabbed. Police have arrested Servando Ayala Silva in connection with the murder, according to the Mercury News. Earlier this week, Tucker Carlson spoke to Planned Parenthood's Executive Vice President Don Lugans on Fox News about their abortion service. Carlson asked the all-important question twice, quote, what is that thing being aborted, unquote. Lugans would not answer the question.
I'm just wondering, as someone who works there, what is being aborted? If you can hear the heartbeat, what is that thing that's being aborted? How do you feel about that?
Well, abortion is a right in this country. Women have their own views on whether or not they want to be pregnant. That is not a viable fetus at 5.5 weeks. Anyone knows that. And what you would do is make your own choice.
No, right. But I mean, what specifically do you think? You work at the country's biggest abortion provider. If you can hear the heartbeat of this thing, this fetus, what is it? Is it just a piece of tissue or is it a separate human being?
I think that's up to each individual to decide what they believe. But women in this country, 1 in 3 women have an abortion during their lifetime. Obviously, right. They are making their own choice. And
The Worldview spoke to Cheryl Sullinger, Vice President of Operation Rescue. Sullinger said that there is one reason Planned Parenthood is reluctant to call abortion, quote, the taking of another life, unquote.
If she had admitted that that is what she believes and that that is what's going on inside of her facilities, I believe it would have really hurt their public relations and it would have hurt their business. When people think that an innocent human life is being taken through abortion, they have a tendency to oppose abortion.
Psalm 94:6 says, they murder the fatherless. Disney pulled its new release, Beauty and the Beast, out of Malaysia after the country's censors recommended the homosexual scene be cut. The film company is delaying the release to March 30th to give the censor board a chance to reconsider. The homosexualized film is rated PG and will most likely attract millions of children to the theater this weekend as it releases in the States. But Jesus says, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Matthew 18:6. Two courageous South Korean pastors were caught by Chinese officials for participating in rescue operations for North Korean Christians. Another 4 South Korean pastors were arrested last month in the same area of northern China. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory lost his election bid in November after fighting down the bathroom bill that would have required transgender access to restrooms. In an interview with the Raleigh News and Observer, McCrory made the connection. He said, quote, "If you disagree with the politically correct thought police on this new definition of gender, you're a bigot. You're the worst of evil. It's almost as if I broke a law," unquote. Stuck in a snowbank in Alaska and no tow truck in sight. No problem. Neil Eklund of Fairbanks, Alaska, spotted a car stuck in the snow on Sunday and grabbed his Alaskan sled dogs. They freed the stranded car and sent the tourists on their way. A veteran musher, Elkin ran his dogs in the Iditarod in 1981 and in 1983. And that's The World View on this Friday, March 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. And a special hello to my new 5-year-old friend, Lily Hancock, in Lansing, Michigan, who listens to this newscast every day with her parents, Daniel and Vanessa, who was pretending to be a news reporter yesterday and concluded her broadcast with, "Seize the day for Jesus Christ." Way to go, Lily. My 5-year-old daughter, Mercy, and I got a chance to talk to her just last night. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.